the theme from the Sears Radio Theater. Tonight, a story of the West with Lorne Greene as your host. Here's a preview.
You don't know him like I do, Seth. You don't know how he is.
What do you mean?
I can't sleep knowing he's there next to me. I can't sleep knowing what a cold-blooded killer Hog Russell is.
The Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
This is Lorne Greene. It's the summer of 1860. And for anyone taking the advice of Horace Greeley, there are only three ways to go west. On horseback, by wagon train, and as a passenger of the Overland Stage Company. The Overland ran from St. Joe, Missouri, across the Great Plains, sharing way stations with the Pony Express, then over the Rocky Mountains and across the desert to Sacramento, California. Mile after grueling mile, the coaches ran, the most dangerous division stretching through the territory of Wyoming, 600 miles of lawless frontier infested with Indians, thieves, and renegades. And the destination of this stagecoach was a small town in the very heart that untamed territory.
Ho! 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 Ho!
Toss down that bedroll, would you? Oh, thanks. I'm looking for Hod Russell. You know where I can find him?
Saloon, I reckon.
Saloon? Oh, thanks.
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Sears Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis' production of the Sears Radio Theater. Our story, Incident at Red Butte, by Steve Sharon. Our stars, Vic Perrin and Lou Horn. The Sears Radio Theater is brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops for value.
A stranger has just stepped off the Overland stage in a small town in Wyoming Territory. He's a young man, about 20 years old, looking for someone named Hod Russell, who at this very moment can be found playing poker in the Lucky Lady Saloon.
How many cards, Hod?
Two. Dealer stands pat. I'm out.
Me too. Just two of us, huh?
I'll kick it five. Now, don't let him bluff you, Hod.
Luke knows better.
I'll call. What you got?
Cases and kings.
Three ladies.
Oh, my, no.
Hey, bar dog, bring me another bottle.
Hod Russell?
Yeah, what do you want, kid?
The name's Seth Ward. Ben Holliday sent me. He said you'd give me a job.
Oh, he did he? Well, Holliday may own the Overland Stage Company, but I run it. Nobody tells me who to hire.
I got a letter here from Mr. Holliday.
Let me see that. This will enter... So you're his nephew, huh?
Yeah.
And he wants you to learn how to run a stage line.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I ain't got room for no green kid.
Well, Mr. Russell, I rode Pony Express for 3 months on Jack Roberts' division out of St. Joe.
Now, riding the easiest pony run there is don't prove nothing to me.
I can handle any job you've got.
I doubt that. But Holiday's the big sugar, so there ain't much I can do but take you on.
Oh, thanks. You won't regret it.
Look, kid, let's get something square. I don't need you, I don't like you, and I don't want you. Right now, I'm looking for a dog to kick, and you're it.
Red Butte. That's the home station. Hod runs a whole division from there. Make sure all the other...
Hey, kid. I like that horse Luke cut out for you.
Oh, he'll do just fine.
I figured you'd like him. Old Jughead's about as ornery as a rocking chair.
Don't you mind Hyde. He's just funning you.
Yeah?
Just be thankful your uncle sent you to Hyde Russell.
Yeah, why's that?
Well, before Hyde took over, this was the worst division on Overland Run. Full of Indians, outlaws, and horse thieves. Why, even some of the station masters were crooks themselves. Running off the stock, robbing the coaches.
And he changed all that?
Yep. Hyde got everything running right smooth. Made this the best run division in Overland. Believe me, that took some doing. Others tried and failed. I know. I was a division boss before Hyde took over.
Howdy, boss.
What's the stage from South Pass still doing here?
Came in a little while ago.
Yeah. Late again. Where's the driver?
Down by the well.
Look. Go tell that silk popper if he brings the stage in late again, it'll be his last.
Right, boss.
Come on, kid. Now, don't worry, folks. We'll get you back on schedule. Jenny, you make sure these people get enough grub.
They got plenty.
You got them horses changed, Irish?
Heats and ready to go.
Good.
Give me some of that stew, Jenny.
Irish, Mike's my name, laddie. I hear we're going to be working together.
Yeah.
Luke tells me you rode Pony Express.
That's right. For 3 months.
My heart goes out to you, boyo. Living in a saddle all day to gallop ain't my idea of living.
Yeah, weren't mine either. That's why I'm trying to learn the stage business. My uncle's sent... Ooh.
Better eat your stew, ma'am. You don't want to travel on empty stomach.
Say, Irish, who's the girl talking to that lady?
Well, that's Jenny.
Oh, she's right pretty.
I wouldn't be letting me eyes rove in that Colleen's direction, laddie. She belongs to Hyde.
Oh. Well, how long they been married?
Married? Preacher hardly had a say in the matter. Hyde mm-hmm. liked what he saw and took it. If you get what I mean.
All right, folks. Stage is leaving. Everybody out.
Oh, we're back
now. Hey, mister. Did you hear what he said? You missed the stage.
Oh, I'm not a passenger.
The kid ain't a passenger. He's working for me now.
Oh.
I'm Seth Ward. I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Ma'am? Say, you're right polite. Ain't nobody around here call me that for I don't know how long.
Well, don't get too used to it. I got a feeling he ain't going to be working here too long.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
As for you, Jenny, that stew was cold. I want them passengers getting a hot meal no matter what time the stage comes in.
Yes, Hyde.
The passengers come first on my division.
Hey, Hyde, we got trouble. Express rider just rode in and we ain't got a relief to take mail to Three Crossing.
Well, what do you mean? Where's Clem?
Found him out back. He got bottle fever.
Why, that... When he sobers up, he can go about looking for another job.
Oh, where are we going to get another pony rider?
I'll go.
This ain't the St. Joe run.
I can handle it.
It's 116 miles to Three Crossings, and that country's full of nothing but trouble.
You got another rider willing to go?
He's right, boss. You got no choice.
Yeah. All right, kid. Job's yours.
Come on, Seth. I got a horse saddled and waiting.
Do you think he'll make it, Hon?
Hardly. I reckon we've seen the last of that kid.
There's a rider coming in and... Oh, and it looks like Seth.
The kid? I think you're right.
Boy, easy,
laddie.
Here,
let me help you.
Well,
the kid made it after all.
Well,
I'll be.
Here,
Seth.
Drink this.
Oh, slowly now. Oh, thanks.
You're overdue, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Pony Express depends on its riders being on time. We ain't got no use for nobody.
I went on to Rocky Ridge. The station at Three Crossings burned down.
It was?
Renegade Cheyenne.
Those bloody devils.
But if you rode all the way to Rocky Ridge and back...
That's over 380 miles.
Well, I had to. No relief rider.
Well, my hat's off to you, laddie.
Mine, too.
Kid, you just earned yourself a job on the Overland.
Young Seth Ward volunteered to make a long and difficult ride that no one thought he'd ever come back from. But when he did return, Seth had earned himself a job with the Overland Stage Company, and with it, the respect of his boss, Hod Russell.
Give me a bottle of whiskey.
I'll buy.
This here is a right special occasion.
Well, thanks, Luke.
You've been working on Overland a month longer than anybody thought you would be. You reckon it's worth it?
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah, it's worth it. You were right. This is the best division on the Overland.
You just do like Hod says, and you'll learn the right way to run a line. With him, nothing's more important than the Overland.
Yeah, he gets things done all right. Everybody seems to have a pretty healthy respect for him.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it respect exactly. More like...
Speaking of Hod, I thought he was going to have a drink with us.
We had to check on some supplies for the new station.
Well, sure didn't take him long to rebuild.
Well, sounds like a couple of the boys are having themselves a real fiesta out
there. Hey! Hey, fellas! Hod Russell's just been shot! Huh?
How bad, Doc?
He'll live. He'll live, that is, if I can keep him from opening up those holes and bleeding to death.
Kid? Kid, come here.
Now, you just take it easy, Russell. Lie back down there.
Yeah, huh?
Where's Luke?
He rode back to Red Butte to get Jenny. Oh. We'd figured you want to see her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jenny. Thanks, kid.
Hod, I sure am sorry about what happened.
Oh, weren't your fault. Just my being careless is all. Did anybody see who did it?
Yeah. They said it was a fellow named Zach Bodine.
Bodine. Oh, I should have run that back-shooting gunny out of the territory when I had the chance. Tell you one thing. He's gonna be sorry he didn't finish me off proper like.
Hod, how are you? How are you feeling?
Well, got a few more winders in my hide, but I ain't done yet. Where's Jenny?
She ain't exactly with me, Hod.
She ain't? Why not?
When I got back to the station, Jenny weren't there.
Weren't there?
One of the pony riders come through and told her you was shot. Iris says Jenny got on the next stage west.
Oh, Jenny.
Right, sorry, Hod.
What are you doing?
I gotta get up. Now, Hod, you get back in that bed. I can't let Jenny go. I gotta go after her.
You ain't gotta do nothing but stay in bed. You move and, well, you'll just be killing yourself.
Hod, now you better do what the doc says.
Luke, you gotta stop Jenny for me. You gotta bring her back.
Well, sure, Hod, anything you say, but just take it easy.
You and the kid, you bring her back for me. You hear? You bring her back.
If this is a holdup, you boys are just plumb out of luck. I ain't carrying no express box.
Don't be so skittery, Charlie. It's only me.
Luke! Sound your time. What are you trying to do, Luke Cady? Give me palpitations?
Oh, hard scientist. You got something that belongs to him.
I do?
Set, check inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, ain't nothing in there but a banker, a whiskey drummer, and two women folk.
Ted, what are you doing? Let go of me. Luke, what in Sam hell's going on? Just you wait until Hod finds out.
He knows all about it. She got any gear?
Ain't nothing but just this carpet bag.
Well, toss it down.
All right, Charlie, get going. We'll take care of the lady.
But I can't just...
You heard me. Get going.
Get up.
Wait! Don't leave me here.
Come on, Jenny. You can ride double with me.
No.
Suit yourself. But it's a long walk back to Red Butte.
Wait! I'll ride. Not with you. With Seth. Seth?
Yeah?
Seth, don't take me back to Hod. Please, don't take me back.
I've got to.
Why? Why can't you just let me go?
Hod wants you back. Although why he wants someone like you, I'll never know.
What do you mean by that?
Any woman that'd run off and leave her husband after he almost got killed is the lowest kind of woman there is. And if I was Hod, I wouldn't have anything to do with someone like that.
Ain't you forgetting something? Hod ain't my husband.
You're still his woman.
Not because I want to be. I had no choice. I went away with Hod because I didn't want to spend the rest of my life working on a farm and taking care of four brothers.
What's so bad about farming?
Look at me, Seth. How old do you think I am?
Well, I don't know. 26, 27, maybe?
I'm 20. Same as you. That's what farming does to a woman. It makes her old. Anyway, when Hod came along, I wanted a better life.
So? He gave it to you. And you ran away first chance you got.
I don't love him.
Well, Hod loves you, or he wouldn't have sent me and Luke to fetch you back.
I could never love a man like Hod.
He seems like a fair man to me. I've never seen him lay a hand on you.
He hasn't. Yet. You don't know him like I do, Seth. You don't know how he is.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I lie awake all night. I can't sleep knowing he's there next to me. I can't sleep knowing what a cold-blooded killer Hod Russell is.
Oh. Just because he's had to kill a few outlaws doesn't mean...
It's the way Hod does it. Like he gets some kind of pleasure from it. I can't live with a man like that. You gotta let me go.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
I wouldn't say it if it weren't so. I swear!
Yeah. Well, maybe you would. If you wanted to get away bad enough.
Then you don't believe me.
No.
I thought you were different from the others, but you're not. Well, you just better hope I'm wrong. You better hope you never find out what Hod Russell is really like.
Having survived ambush by a gang of outlaws, Hod Russell is returning to Red Butte. Waiting for him are his men and a woman who tried to run away from him and failed.
Sure, good to have you back, boss.
Yeah. How you feeling, Hod?
A lot better now that I'm away from that damn pill roller.
I should have known Doc wouldn't be able to hold you long.
If I'd been there one more day... Jenny.
Hello, Hod.
All right. Don't you boys got some work to do?
Oh, yeah. Come on, kid. Let's give Irish a hand in the stables.
Jenny. Why? Why'd you run away?
You know why, Hod. I told you before, I don't want to stay here anymore.
And you know what the Overland means to me. I can't leave.
It's got nothing to do with the Overland. I don't want to stay here with you.
What? I love you, Jenny.
We've been over this before. You can't expect any love out of me.
After all I've done for you...
I'm grateful. But that doesn't change the way you are. And it doesn't change the way I feel.
Give it time.
No, Hod.
You'll come around.
I won't. Let me go, Hod. Please.
You're staying right here, Jenny. Right here with me.
I won't stay. Do you hear me? You can't run me like you run everybody else. I'll get away from you if it's the last thing I ever do.
Is Jenny staying?
Of course she's staying. Why wouldn't she?
Well, then it's all settled between you and the lass, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's settled. Damn she-males. More trouble than her worth.
That ain't the only trouble you got. Four of our stage horses is missing.
Horse thieves? Must have happened last night.
I figure there's only two of them. I found six sets of tracks heading north.
Saddle my horse, kid.
Are you sure you're up to it? Maybe you better stay here.
Yeah, Seth and me can go after them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with you. Irish, you stay here and keep an eye on Jenny. I'll have some of that coffee, too.
Well,
I wouldn't go for them guns just now. Put your hands up. Luke, relieve Mother Artillery.
Right.
We didn't do nothing.
Yeah. Well, the brands on them animals say other ways.
Well, we just found them. I swear, we thought they're strays.
Kid, you and Luke drive them horses back to Red Butte. I'll take care of these two.
Well, Hod, maybe we'd better stay and give you a hand.
I'll be along shortly. I'm just going to explain to them the error of their ways.
Luke?
Yep.
You don't think Hod would shoot these two horse thieves without a fair trial?
No.
He ain't going to shoot them. Not if I know Hod.
Stable these horses.
Sure, boss.
Wait a minute. Don't these belong to... Well, where are the horse thieves?
Well, right now, I'd say them two are looking through cottonwood leaves.
What?
I hanged the varmints.
You can't do that.
You are forgetting who runs this division.
But they had a fair trial coming.
Look, kid... I didn't have the time to take those two into town just so the sheriff could hang them. Out here, I'm the law. The way I figure it, the Overland is richer by two more horses and two less horse thieves than it was before. Jenny, get me some of that grub. I'm feeling wolfish.
You, want any, Seth?
No. I lost my appetite.
You. What are you staring at, dude?
I assure you I did not mean to stare, Mr. Russell. It's just that I...
Hod, this is Mr. Samuel Clemens. He's a newspaper writer.
Yeah? Well, don't be starting up no newspapers around here. Folks don't cotton to them that stirs up trouble.
Fortunately, those are not my intentions, sir. At present, I am on my way to the Comstock country. But I must say that good fortune seems to have granted my fondest wish since the journey began.
Oh? And what is that?
Why, to meet you, sir. Why, since I left St. Joe, I've heard many a tale of the countless deeds of Hod Russell. Here is romance. And here I sit face to face with the brave man who's reportedly taken the lives of 15 outlaws.
Well,
I am honored, sir.
I thank you. What'd you say your name was again?
Samuel Clemens, at your service.
And
You say people's talking about me all the way back to St. Joe?
Talking about you? Why, sir, you are a legend. A model for every young lad heading west. The ruthless master of the overland stage, dealing with brigands and outlaws, keeping the westward passage open.
Yeah. Yes, sir, that's me. Of course, I ain't saying I killed 15 men. That sounds a mite high.
Whatever the number is, you can add two more.
Indeed. Two more dead.
Horse thieves.
Why, if only I had been there. My readers would want to know about this adventure. Tell me exactly what happened.
For your paper.
Why, of course, sir. This sounds like a deed of uncommon heroism.
Well, it was like this.
You're awful quiet. Something bothering you?
No. No, it's nothing.
You wouldn't be thinking about those two horse thieves Hod hanged today, would you?
Yeah, I might be.
I told you. He's a killer.
Hod said they'd have been hanged even if he hadn't taken him to town.
Maybe. But it ain't up to him to do the job.
Might be a man has to bend the law a little sometimes if he's going to...
The only law Hod knows is his own.
Well, he's got the best run division on the Overland. You can't deny that.
So?
Well, so that newspaper fella says everybody's heard about Hod, all the way back to St. Joe.
That doesn't mean they've heard the truth.
He's a legend. Even if I do think he was wrong, I reckon Hod knows what he's doing.
Who are you trying to convince? Me? Or you?
Lorne Greene again, and here's the concluding act of Incident at Red Butte.
Hod, this fella's got a wagon load of hay. He wants to sell the Overland.
A load of hay, is it?
Morning.
Yeah. What's your name?
Walker.
How much hay you got here?
Close to a ton. Yeah, easy a ton. And my price is...
Give me that pitchfork, Irish.
Pitchfork? Hey, now, what do you want with a pitchfork?
Here you are, Hod. Yeah, just like I thought. The fella's a damn swindler.
Well, now,
the inside of this stack ain't nothing but brush piled up to make it look like he's got more hay than there really is.
Well, now,
Seth! Get some rope.
You ain't gonna hang him.
Irish, you and Luke tie up his hands and feet and toss him up on that haystack.
Here now, what you fixing to do? No!
Oh, I bust you one.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Just get him up there.
Up there.
Luke, give me a match. Thanks.
Hey, watch it. You're going to start a fire.
Let it be, kid. That's the whole idea.
Oh, you...
Back off.
My God, what you doing? Get stop. Please put it out, somebody. No.
Read the word, Walker. Scream your lungs out.
No.
You can't cheat the Overland on Hod Russell's today.
Luke, Irish, aren't you going to stop him?
Here, Hod, please, stay out of it, Seth.
Help me, Seth.
Get off that wagon, kid. Leave him up there.
Oh, please. You all right?
Oh, I think so. Oh, thank you, young fella.
I told you to leave him up there.
Hod, you can't kill a man because he tried to cheat you.
I can. Don't you forget that, kid. I'm letting you get away with it this time, but if you ever pull a stunt like that again, you and me is going to tangle.
I told you what Hod Russell was really like, but you wouldn't believe me.
I never seen anything like that in my whole life. He was going to cook that man like a piece of beefsteak.
He would have if you hadn't stopped him. When I think of some of the things Hod's done to people that got in his way.
I'm truly sorry, Jenny. I'm sorry I didn't believe you right from the start.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know. But if Hod keeps on like this, he's going to run the Overland out of business. Folks will be so scared of meeting up with him, they won't want to ride the stage anymore.
But you said it yourself. Hod's a legend. Everything he does gets twisted around to make him sound like some kind of hero.
I'm going to write my Uncle Ben about everything that's happened. He'll want to know the truth. And then we'll find out just what the Overland thinks about the way Hart Russell runs his division. Hey, Irish, where's the mail pouch to St. Joe?
I've got it right here, Lanny. All ready for the pony.
Put this letter in there for me, will you? It's got to go out in the next mail.
What is done?
Oh, Irish, you know where Hart is?
Inside. Talking to some settler.
Thanks.
And that's how we got separated from the other wagons. Now, if I was by myself, I'd just go on alone. But, you see, I got my wife and baby to think of, and I'd sure be obliged if you could lend me a couple of your boys to, well, just ride along with us till we catch up with the wagon train.
Oh, this ain't no fort, and we ain't the cavalry. Besides, I can't spare the men.
Well, what are we going to do?
If you want to go west that bad, then you'd best buy a ticket on the stage. Because that country's full of renegade Cheyenne that'd just love to raise the hair off some stray soddy like you.
The stage? I can't do that. I reckon we'll just have to take our chances.
Hard, listen to that baby. How can you let him go not knowing what might happen?
It ain't my concern.
Well, can't you send Irish or Luke or somebody with him until they find the others?
You heard me. I said no. Now, let it be.
Hard, there's a pony coming in.
Huh? Get the mail pouch from Irish.
Oh, hold there. Hey, tell Hard that back shooting Bodine's in Sweetwater. Oh, come on.
Hey, boss.
I heard. Get me two horses, Luke. Come on, kid. You and me are going after the snake that backshot me.
No, not me, Hawk. I'm going to ride along with the settler and his wife. Make sure they catch up with their wagon train.
Now, this ain't no time for jokes, kid. Now, come on, before Bodine gets away.
I mean it, Hawk. I'm going with him.
Getting Bodine's a hell of a lot more important than wet nursing some sodbuster.
Not to me. I wish you luck with Bodine.
You do, huh? Then just don't be here when I get back.
There's your wagon train down there near the river. Think you can make it the rest of the way?
Sure can, mister. We're sure obliged to you for your help. You going back there?
Yeah, I got to.
Well, I'm sure sorry if I put you between a rock and a hard place.
Weren't your fault. Goodbye. Good luck. Jenny? Jenny?
Seth? Are you crazy? Why'd you come back?
To get you. I can't wait for my uncle to do something about it, Hod. I'm taking you away from here.
Oh, Seth. I was wrong about you. And I'm glad. But you know, if that's what you want, we better get moving before Hod comes back.
No. No, we'll wait.
That doesn't make sense. Why should we wait?
We've got to. Otherwise, they'll just come after us. If I can reason with him.
Reason with him? Don't you understand? He's gonna kill you. He'll kill both of us if he catches us. Oh, Seth, that's him. He's back.
Just stay here.
No, Seth, no. No, you can't go out.
Hello, Hog.
Still here, huh?
That's right. Did you get Bodine?
That's him, lying across that horse.
Is he dead?
He will be soon. After I finish with Bodine, I'm going to take care of you.
I've written my uncle, telling him some of the things you've done. The hangings, what you did to Walker.
Why, you sneaking little... I got the best division on the Overland.
No, it's the most feared division. It can't be like that. Not with more and more people pushing west. Not with the law coming to the territory.
I am the law.
Once, maybe. But not anymore.
We'll see about that.
All right, I'm taking Jenny out of here.
No, you ain't. You got a gun.
I don't want to fight you.
Fill your hand when I count to three.
Now, Hog, just listen to me.
One.
No.
Two.
Hog?
But I didn't draw.
I shot him.
Jenny?
He would have killed you, Seth. Things would have gone on just like before. Just like before. And I had to get away. That's why I had to get away.
You're dead, Lottie.
No, when I just lost a good man.
Maybe he was a good man once, when he wasn't taking the law into his own hands. No, he lost Hod Russell a long time ago.
Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears Roebuck and Company, where our policy is satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Sears, where America shops for value. Incident at Red Butte was written by Steve Sharon, produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Lorne Green. Our stars were Vic Perrin and Lou Horn. Featured in the cast were Joan McCall, Howard Culver, Tyler McVeigh, Carly Bayer, and Barney Phillips. The music for Sears Radio Theater was composed and conducted by Nelson Riddle. This is Art Gilmore speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Sears Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI. Tomorrow's Sears Radio Theater will be a comedy with Andy Griffith as your host. Let's listen.
Vern, I'd like you to scan this and give me some idea of what you've read.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I know it, but I don't comprehend it.
Well, I shouldn't wonder.
So be sure and tune in tomorrow to the Sears Radio Theater.
103, KMOX FM, St. Louis, 24 hours a day. CBS News, President Carter addresses a joint session of Congress, lobbying hard for ratification of SALT II. The U.S. and the Soviet Union, he said, must live in peace, or we may not live at all. That's the truth of the nuclear age. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. It's been a long day for Mr. Carter, the treaty signing in Vienna this morning, the flight back to Washington, then the speech at the Capitol. He warned against promised attempts to amend the treaty in the Senate, calling the agreement a carefully balanced whole that will make the world a safer place for both sides. And perhaps responding to Senator Henry Jackson's charge that the treaty represents a policy of appeasement, he insisted it does no such thing.
SALT II is not a favor we are doing for the Soviet Union. It's a deliberate, calculated move that we are making as a matter of self-interest for the United States. A move that happens to serve the goals of both security and survival, that strengthens both the military position of our own country and the cause of world peace.
Some counts show the White House still 9 votes shy of the 2-thirds majority in the Senate needed for ratification of the treaty. South Dakota Democrat George McGovern takes issue with tactics he sees being used to bring the needed votes into line.
My big anxiety about this whole process is the price that the president seems willing to pay in order to get the SALT II agreement ratified in the Senate. Unfortunately, the decision by President Carter to go ahead with the MX missile, apparently as one of the prices that he's willing to pay for SALT II, almost nullifies any gain we're going to get out of this treaty.
A long Senate debate on SALT II is ahead, a vote not expected until at least this fall. More news after this. As the gasoline squeeze has moved east from California, so too odd-even allocations. New Jersey set to begin alternate day sales at midnight on one of its major parkways. The New York metropolitan area will see the plan in effect Wednesday, and the Washington, D.C. area will go to odd-even later in the week if things don't improve there. Diesel fuel prices and government regulations have a lot of truckers upset, shut down, and blocking some fuel pumps. One group took its troubles to the Carter administration today, and Diane Sawyer reports.
Five members of the Independent Truckers Unity Coalition met an hour and a half with White House domestic policy advisor Stuart Eisenstadt. Afterward, William Hill, the spokesman for the coalition, said Eisenstadt was cordial, but nothing had been resolved.
I think the administration is looking into this thing. I think they're taking a positive attitude. However, I don't think at this point yet they realize the severity of the problem.
The independent truckers want access to priority diesel fuel allocations and a rate increase from the ICC that would cover the rising cost of fuel. Hill, whose organization represents only several hundred truckers out of a total of 100,000, said he fully expects the majority of all interstate truckers to be shut down by Wednesday night.
I would say if this thing lasts 2 weeks, the country's going to be in a state of emergency.
Hill said the truckers are prepared to stick it out until their demands are met. Diane Sawyer, CBS News, Washington.
And we'll have more news after this. The House today rejected legislation prompted by the nuclear accident at Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island, voting down a proposed one-year ban on licenses for plants in states without emergency evacuation plans. But the House did say federal safety inspectors should be required at all plant sites in the United States. David Jackson, CBS News.